This file is intended for adults 18 or older, so if you're a minor, please stop the recording and go elsewhere. Hello there, welcome back. You're listening to another erotic hypnosis file by Champ. If you're here with me, then you must want to be hypnotized. That means you're ready to spend some time in trance, listen to my words, and accept all that you hear. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to this file, but even if you don't immediately go into trance, it's okay to pretend. Sometimes, as you are pretending to go into trance, your subconscious will follow suit, and before you know it, you may find that you have already entered a state of trance without even realizing it. This file is for you needy diaper lovers to get off to. You know who you are, and you know why you're here. You're here to get off in your diaper as I talk you through an erotic experience that will end in a very satisfying orgasm for you. Are you ready? Good. Before we begin, make sure you are in a safe place where you can relax and listen to my words uninterrupted. A reclining position is best, where you cannot roll or fall over. And to make this file completely effective, be sure to wear a diaper whenever you listen to this file. If you prefer to use a massage wand to masturbate, you can plug it in and have it ready nearby. If you're wearing a chastity device or anything else that may make it difficult to get off, you can go ahead and try to take it off right now. Because if you can't, this file is going to be very frustrating. And if you can't take it off, and you still want to try to reach orgasm, be my guest, diaper cuck. But don't say I didn't warn you. Once you are situated, turn off any cell phones, lights, or anything else that may distract you as you listen to my words. If you need time to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, pause the recording and do so now. I'll be here when you return. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. And now I want you to just relax. Yes, relax. I want you to close your eyes, lay down, and get comfortable so you can focus on the feeling of being in a diaper and drop deeper into trance. You can focus on whatever you like best about being in that diaper. The sound they make, the way they look, the smells and sensations that come with wearing a diaper. And you can smile to yourself, knowing that you can do what you've been wanting to do. Yes, you can feel that diaper bulge in the front of your diaper. And you know, it's almost time for you to make stickies in that diaper. And it's so exciting, isn't it? Yes, you can feel that diaper bulge in the front of your diaper, knowing that soon enough, you're going to be stimulating and rubbing or buzzing that bulge until you squirt stickies right into the front of it. And you know that whenever you touch your diaper, it can help you relax and go even deeper into trance. And you don't even have to look at your diapers to know that they are there. You can just feel them pressing up against you, and you can feel them with your hands. Running your hands over the soft, smooth surface of the diaper, listening to the noises it makes when you do that, pressing your fingers into the thick padding, allowing every sensation that tells you that you are in a diaper to just relax you even further, send you deeper into trance. I wonder if you can feel the front of your diaper and notice how that bulge feels now. You can give it a little squeeze. Press that spot you love to press so much on your diaper. That's it. Feels good, doesn't it? Makes you feel relaxed yet excited. Fuzzy yet focused. Let those feelings of being in a diaper come to the front of your awareness. Allow yourself to focus on that padding between your legs. And when you do, you may notice just how good your diaper feels. So nice to touch. So sensitive. those wonderful feelings you are feeling between your legs, turning you on so much. And every time you touch your diaper, you can feel yourself go a little bit deeper into trance. Every time you press or squeeze your diaper, you can feel yourself go deeper into trance. And the feel and the sound of the diaper gives you that wonderful tingly sensation that you love, sending ripples of pleasure through your whole body as you let your mind shut down and just enjoy the sensations. Just enjoy your diapers, allowing the sensations that you love to wash over your body, filling your awareness with that awesome feeling you've come to crave. You're a diaper lover after all. You can enjoy your diapers as you go into trance. We're going to create a trigger in your mind using that wonderful feeling. A trigger that activates when it's safe for you to go into trance. A trigger that can help you get into trance more quickly and easily. And to do that, you can just put your hand on the front of your diaper and apply a little pressure around your most sensitive area. That's right. Apply a little pressure to the place where it feels best to press. Go ahead and feel your diaper now and try to find that spot. Have you found it yet? Good. That spot is your crinkle button. That's right. That spot is your crinkle button. A very special button that gives you a very special feeling when you feel it. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to press your crinkle button, and when you do, it will send a signal to your brain that it's time to go into trance and listen to my words. And the wonderful sensation that you feel will allow you to go deeper into trance, making it even easier to allow my words to pass directly into your mind. Go ahead and press your crinkle button now. That's it. Feeling so good, so relaxed, going deeper into trance. Very good. On the count of three, you can bring yourself back to consciousness once more, waking up just enough to listen and respond to my words, coming back up, barely aware, on three. One, 2, 3. Very good. And we're going to go back down on three when you press that crinkle button again, going even deeper into trance, feeling even more pleasurable and erotic sensations, ready for an amazing masturbation session. 1, 2, 3, and press. Oh yes, relaxing, going deeper into trance. The incredible feeling around your sensitive diaper area growing and growing, leaving less and less room for coherent thought, until you finally find yourself totally relaxed and totally horny. You can leave your hand on your diaper as you listen to my words, or you can get your favorite buzzer, even as you remain in trance and listen to my words. But try not to come until I say so. You must be very good and try your best to keep from coming until my little story reaches its climax. But you don't have to think about that now. You can just keep on touching and enjoying your diapers and the wonderful feelings they bring as you go deeper and deeper into those sensations, deeper and deeper into trance. And here you are. And you know why you're here, don't you? Yes, you're here because you want to get off in your diapers. It doesn't matter who is responsible for you being here, whether you found me on your own, or you were brought here by a friend, caretaker, or other person in charge. You know what you want, And what you want is to go into trance and have a nice big orgasm in your thick and crinkly diapers as you listen to my words. And whether you like to rub or buzz your diapers, whether you like to poop or pee in your diapers, or even if you don't like to use them at all, whatever you do in your diapers to get off, you can do it here. You can do what feels best for you as you listen to my words and join me in trance, feeling so good, so deep. You are doing so well, and you deserve a reward. You deserve to have a little fun in your diapers. So let's begin. I want you to imagine you're in a grocery store, walking past the diaper aisle. I'm sure you've been in this situation before. Every diaper lover has. And you know whenever you see or hear about diapers, it triggers your thoughts about diapers and all the exciting feelings you get when you think about diapers. You know that whenever you pass the diaper aisle, you think, wouldn't it be nice if you could stop and look in the diaper aisle? Wouldn't it be fantastic if you could wear one of those diapers? Wouldn't it be great just to find the perfect diaper in the diaper aisle and wear it? The thought of wearing those diapers excites you. It always does. And here in the grocery store, you look around. And this time you see that there is no one around. And you think, maybe, just maybe, you could take a closer look at the diaper aisle now. You're feeling very brave today. Or maybe it's just your horniness taking control. Either way, you enter the diaper aisle, and as you walk down the diaper aisle, you see all your favorite diapers on display. The colors, the characters, the smell, the fun designs. If only they had them in your size. You pass bag after bag of diapers, and you wish they had one that could fit you too. You can imagine that perfect diaper as you continue to walk through the aisle, looking, but never stopping too long, walking and looking and fantasizing about what the perfect diaper would look like for you, how it would smell, how it would feel in your hands and against your body. And as you near the end of the aisle, you suddenly notice that sitting on one of the shelves is the diaper you are imagining. The perfect diaper for you. You see it. You look around and see that there's no one around you. And finally, you pick it up. And the moment you do, you somehow know that this diaper is meant just for you. How do you feel when you pick up this diaper and realize that it's just what you wanted, and it's just for you? You might feel a little naughty, a little excited, a little aroused. Take a moment to appreciate the diaper in your hands. After all, you know it's going to end up on your hiney soon. So it feels right to take a moment to examine the diaper and focus on each aspect of the diaper that you love most. The feel, its smooth plastic or cloth-like cover. The sound, the way it crinkles or rustles in your hands. The smell, whether it's a sweet smell or a plasticky smell, or a babyish smell, or no smell at all. You can just put it up to your nose and give it a nice big whiff. And only you know what your perfect diaper smells like. And the look. How it looks on its own and how it might look on you. The shape of the bulge. The way the backing crinkles around itself at the legs. The thickness of all that padding. The outline it would leave under your clothing. And anything else that makes that diaper the perfect diaper for you. It's so exciting to have this diaper in your hands. So exciting that you just can't wait to try it on. So you don't. You take the diaper and sneak over to the bathrooms to put it on. This feels so naughty, but you know it's okay. This diaper is meant for you. And you notice that there is a family bathroom that is vacant. You know that family bathrooms usually have changing tables and locks for privacy. So you choose that one. And as you walk inside the nice, clean family restroom, you are surprised to find that there is a fully stocked changing station waiting for you. It has all the lotions, powders, gels, oils, creams, and whatever else you could ever need to make that diaper change as exciting and satisfying as possible. Now that the door is locked, you can take off your clothes and put your diaper on. You go through all the steps to get ready. You undress. Open up the diaper. Fluff it out. Lay it down on the changing table. And now, it's time for you to get onto the changing table. 1, 2, 3, up onto the changing table, and down onto the diaper. The feeling of the open diaper against your butt is enough to make you throb with excitement, almost as if you could come right then and there. But not yet. It's not time yet. First, you put on your favorite cream, oil, or powder, whatever you prefer to have on under your diaper. That feels so good. It smells so nice. And you take your time making sure you do a nice, thorough job of getting yourself ready. And when you're finally ready, you pull the front of the diaper up and tape up the tapes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And your diaper may have 2 tapes, or 4 tapes, or even more, or it might just be a pull-up. Whatever kind of diaper you're in, you're all taped up now. And you know you have all the time you need to enjoy your diapers. You can just sit up or lie there and just appreciate how good it feels to be in that diaper. It fits perfectly and it feels oh so comfy and arousing. You notice as you look around that the walls of the room are mirrored. Wherever you look, you can see how it looks on you. Seeing that thick, crinkly bulge between your legs can make you feel so very good that you might not be able to resist feeling your diaper bulge giving it a press, a squeeze, sending you deeper into a horny trance. As you touch your diaper, you notice how it sounds. Those sounds that tell you you are in a diaper turn you on even more, and you can feel your arousal increasing. And you can notice how the diaper feels pressing up against your naughty bits, your butt, and all around your thighs, hugging them, spreading them apart. You can try squeezing your thighs together and wiggling your hips, noticing just how good that feels in a diaper. Doesn't that feel good on your little pee-pee? You can reach down in there and feel your pee-pee to make sure it's pointed in the direction that you like best. Doesn't it feel nice to be able to feel that thick, crinkly diaper right on your pee-pee as you rub your diapers? And you can keep rubbing your diapers there on the changing table, or get the buzzer, which is conveniently set up right there as if it was waiting for you. And you can focus on that spot that feels the best to press, that crinkle button, and press it, going deeper into trance. That's it. Allow your surroundings to just drop away as you drop into that nice deep trance, and allow those wonderful feelings of being turned on and in a diaper to take over. Your favorite fantasies becoming more vivid and real. Rubbing or buzzing as you think about those favorite fantasies. How does that feel, crinkle butt? Does it feel good to feel those thick, squishy diapers forcing your legs apart and rubbing against your penis? You might find that feeling of sexual pleasure start to build. And as it does, you may begin to press your crinkle button more and more, letting out little sounds of pleasure as you begin to get off in your diaper. The diaper is making you feel so good, so excited and horny, that you just can't help it. You have to make stickies in your diaper. Allow the wonderful feelings coming from your diaper to build and build. Allow yourself to feel that pleasure building more and more as you rub or buzz your crinkle button, allowing all the wonderful feelings of the diaper to take over. You can feel that feeling of sexual pleasure build more and more, stronger and stronger as the diaper presses against your most intimate regions, stimulating you and making you even more horny as it forces your legs apart. That's it. Feel the diaper stimulating you, jacking you off, making you feel so good, so horny. You need to get off as soon as possible. You need to come in your diaper as you think about how good it feels to be in that diaper. How much you love that feeling as you feel that diaper milking your cock, bringing you closer and closer to climax. That feeling is building now. Everything about the diaper around your waist is turning you on and calling on you to have an orgasm, to spunk into your diapers. That's it. Keep going. You're almost there. Keep pumping your diapers like a good crinkler. Closer and closer. More and more horny. Closer to having the most spectacular orgasm in your diaper as they rub it out of you. Your diapers want you to come. They're milking you. And they won't stop until they've milked every last bit of cum from your body. Your heart races. You may even begin to moan and buck, as your penis feels like it may shoot sticky cum into your diapers at any moment. You've never been this close to the edge for so long. You're so close, but you still can't quite finish on your own. You feel yourself getting closer and closer. Closer and closer to coming. As you rub or buzz your diaper, faster and faster. More and more intense, until you can barely hold it any longer. That's right, diaper butt. You can feel it building. Your orgasm finally getting closer. And the diaper is making it come, keeping you from closing your legs and stimulating your nether regions. There's no way to stop it now. No going back now. That orgasm is fast approaching, closer and closer, more and more intense as it gets closer and closer. That intense feeling of sexual pleasure, building and building, more intense than you ever felt without diapers. You're doing it. You're getting off in your diaper. And it feels so good. That's it. Keep going. You're so, so close. And stop. No, little one. No cummies for you today. Be a good little one and stop playing with yourself now. That's right. Good little one. No cummies for you. And as you finally come down and catch your breath, you know you will spend the rest of the day thinking about how amazing it feels to come in your diapers and wanting to do it again. And you can come back and listen again and again as much as you want whenever you want to come in your diapers. And now it's time for me to go and allow you to rest or go about your day. You can be proud knowing that you listened so well and made so much progress today just by choosing to listen to my words. And if you want to listen again, that's okay. You can just listen as many times as you like, and you can return again and again as many times as you want to enjoy a nice guided masturbation session with me. On the count of five, you will awaken from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. One, beginning to regain your normal awareness. Two, becoming more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. Three, becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. Four, feeling so, so good as you finally come back on. Five, all the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the fun you had here today. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I hope you return to listen again soon. Goodbye now.